Blog Talk Radio.
I'm excited. So much is happening. And the only thing that's bothering me that we just don't get it yet.
We just can't.
Okay. You just don't get it yet. We don't get the understanding that we need to have. Because we're at war, a real war, and we're not fighting. What we will do, if I step on your shoes and you're black, you'll try to kill me. But if the white man step on your feet, you'll say you sorry before he will. This is the world that we live in today, you see. And let me say this. I got someone who's going to speak on the young man today who they found beheaded in the woods. He had called his mom and told his mom that some white men was chasing him. And they found him 2 months later in the woods. And they said, no foul play. It's just like here in the city of Benton Harbor, where we had all these guys would be found in the river, and once again, no foul play. Because they know black people don't really have the resources to stand up and fight back against these people. These people are evil and wicked. They're evil and wicked. We got a court system that has been hanging us for years. And nobody talk about it. Nobody talk about it. We had them on the ropes. We had them just where we wanted them to be. And unfortunately, rather than our black community joining me and fighting, they joined the white folks who was hanging them. Unbelievable. We had them. We had them on the ropes. We had them just where we wanted them to be, you see, because I had an army behind me. I had some people, the ACLU, I had the Lawyers Guild, I had all these people supporting me, all of them. But the people in the city of Benton Harbor did not. They want to find something wrong with me. Something got to be wrong with Reverend Pinckney because he's trying to help the people in the city of Benton Harbor. What kind of black man is going to help black folks, you see, who can't be bought, who can't be sold, stand up and fight for the people that live in the community? What type of black man going to do that, you see? What type of black man? It don't work that way. They believe that every black man in this world can be bought and sold. They believe that every black man in this world can be bought and sold. They believe that. They believe that we are motivated by money, not by humanity. You see, I'm motivated by humanity and not by money. You see, and I believe that we are one step away from winning this war, but we can't do it alone. We have to work as a unit. Do you know there's 50 million black people in this country? 50 million. They try to tell you it's not. And we believe white folks. When white folks say something, it ain't 50 million. It ain't 50 million. That's in the eyes of black people believe whatever these people say. They believe that crap. They believe that junk. They believe whatever they say. If they say something, it's the truth. Just like in Benton Harbor. They knew the water was bad. Every household knew the water was bad. But the white folks were telling them that the water was good. So that's why they continue drinking the water. They didn't tell them that this contaminated water will kill their kittens. We got more people on dialysis per capita than anywhere in the United States, and they're not talking about that. We got more people with liver disease than anywhere else in the United States. That's per capita. We're not a big city. And they're not telling the people, because they don't want you to know the truth. But I've been telling you this for a long time. But it's unfortunate, but this is just the way it is. There's so many people with heart disease, you see. There's so many people with heart disease. And these white folks are not telling. They got black people up front, like this guy Muhammad, telling people the water is good. Oh, there's nothing wrong with the water and stuff like that. Knowing that the water was contaminated, but said nothing. He claimed he called a press conference. A press conference, everybody don't listen to the news. The law says that you should put in the mail the notification that the water is contaminated. Every single resident should have one. If they don't, you're in total violation of the law. And he didn't do it. He didn't do it. He knew the water was bad, but said nothing, did nothing. Unbelievable. The Benton Harbor Community Water Council had to file a petition with Joe Biden's office to get something done. They said black folks don't know how to do stuff like that. That's what they say, but we did it. Led by me, the president of the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. We filed that petition. We got some action. Everything that's happening in Benton Harbor today is me. Or I shouldn't say me. Should say the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. That's what I should say. Because even though I might be the president, it took all of us to do it. But they knew the water was bad, but they wouldn't tell the people. We don't even know how much damage that water had done to our children, our grandparents, you don't even know how much damage that water had done to you. That's why we are filing a class action lawsuit right now to try to make you whole. And those of you who have not signed up for the class action lawsuit, you can contact me at 269-369-8257. I'll get you an application so you can sign up to try to make you whole. And I'm on it. But we have to do what we're supposed to do. We cannot sit around and continue to let these people beat up on our children. And think about the Benton Harbor school system. I got to say this, even though I love Benton Harbor, I love Benton Harbor High School, but you elected a board that is not fit to be anything to help our children. You did it. You went out. If you didn't vote, you should have voted, because this concerns the future of our children, our grandchildren. We're failing them. We're failing them because we are failing to do what we're supposed to do. These are evil, wicked, wicked, wicked people we're dealing with. They're evil. This is one of the most racist areas in the nation. It's going to continue like that because we got too many black folks who want to be like these white folks. And this guy Muhammad is the biggest joke you ever want to get. He'd be looking for a white butt to kiss. He'll go out of his way to kiss a white butt. You can see, even one of the news media came to me and said, what is wrong with this guy? He said, what is wrong with him? I said, he said, I've never seen anything like this before. I have. He's a butt kisser. He's a butt kisser. And, you know, what's even more important is that we just don't get it. You know, this Khalid Muhammad, I love this man. You know, he said, black people have been robbed of themselves. He said, when white folks can't defeat you, they will always find a black person, some Sambo, which Muhammad won the Sambo of the Year award 2 years in a row, some snowball, bootlicking, butt kissing, butt dancing black person. And they will trot him out in front of all the black people, and the black people will accept him. And that's what we have done. They was willing to kill us. They was willing to kill each and every one of us to sell houses over here by the golf course, because they didn't want nobody to know that the water was contaminated, not only with lead now, and the lead is just one thing, but bacteria. The bacteria will kill you. The lead will cripple you. But the bacteria will kill you. They got people running the plant right now, don't care nothing about you, don't care nothing about your children, don't care nothing about your grandchildren, don't care nothing about black folks, period. You got folks right in that plant that might be doing things to the water to hurt you. And you got the nerve to talk about they're going to raise it, the price of the water 20% on the people. There's not a reason in this world you should have been paying for that contaminated water. There's not a reason in this world that you should have been paying. You should have been paying for this contaminated water. There's not a resident in this city of Benton Harbor who stood up and said, well, I'm not paying for this water. Well, I did. I'm not paying for it. And you can't make me pay for it. Cut it off. I'd rather for you to cut it off. Cut the water off. Poisoning the people. And call yourself an elected official. Call yourself a mayor. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to give that bow tie back to Minister Louis Farrakhan, because you don't deserve it. Give that bow tie back, you scumbag, you. We got to learn to care about each other. We have to care about each other, because nobody else is going to care about us, you know. And like I said, black people has been robbed of themselves. They want to be just like these evil, wicked people. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go around and tell people who to vote for. And if you don't want to heed my warning, it's on you. But I'm going to tell you who's good for the city of Benton Harbor and who's not. I don't want to see nobody going out here voting for this Muhammad. I don't want to see nobody voting for a butt kisser. I don't want to see a buck dancer, a sambo. I don't want to see it. And I don't want to hear about it. Because we got the future of our children to protect. And if we don't do it, we don't have nobody to blame but ourselves. We have nobody. You know, and just like Khalid Muhammad said, black people have been robbed. Robbed. We've been robbed of ourselves. We don't even know who we are. How are children going to know who they are if we don't know who we are? How? It's not even possible. How can we know who we are? How can our children know who we are if we're not telling and building ourselves in a... See, the thing is, we got to deal with our children. We got to make sure they're safe. We got to make sure that they're doing the right thing. And we got to make sure they're building for the future of their children. See, that's where we missed the boat at. That's where we have, we have to get together. You know, now they're going on, you know, talking about this critical race theory that's going on today. See, one thing that we don't get, you know, critical race theory examines how racial bias is fundamentally embedded in the fabric of American white folks. is embedded in white folks. And they have shaped policies and the society behind it. This is what they do. Because they know that you don't know. We don't have the time. We're so busy trying to feed our families. We don't have time to go into all this stuff. But and they know that. They get paid. See, that's their job, where they get paid. We don't have black folks in these positions. If we do, they're nothing but shambles. They like Muhammad. They could be his brother. You see, you know, buck dancing, buck kissing, buck licking. We don't want that. We don't want that. We do not want that in our community and for the future of our children. Critical theory is an intellectual movement and frame the work of legal analysis accordingly. It is culturally invented. It's invented. It's an invented category used to oppress black people. That's what it is. You know they don't want to know the truth. They don't want that in schools. They don't want you to know the truth. But even if they do, you're not going to believe. Well, you'll believe white folks when they say so. You'll go out of your way to believe them. You'll go out of your way to make sure they okay. And have you noticed this about these drive-by shootings? Do you ever hear a drive-by shooting where a white person got shot? Think about that. Have you ever heard of a drive-by shooting by a black person that a white person got shot? They normally shoot black people, other black people. You think they want to stop that? Why? Kill each other, black folks. Kill each other. He stepped on your shoe. What you going to do about it? And we got a sexual predator in our community, Michael Hoy, a sexual predator that walked around, had the nerve to go to the school board meeting, and nobody said a mumbling word. Black people, do you have any shame at all? Do you have any shame at all? You're disgraceful. You got this white boy walking around our community, sexual harassing. He's a sexual predator, period. He tried to rape a man, got a man drunk and tried to rape him. And he said, and he's bad about it too. He ran up on this one black guy and told him what he wanted to do. He said that's the way I heard it. I don't know whether it's true or false, but he said he ran up on this black guy and said, "What you want to do? What you want to do?" You know, and the black guy backed down. Said, whoa! I ain't into nothing. I'm slow motion. I ain't getting involved in that none of your shenanigans that you out here raping people and stuff like that. I ain't gonna get involved with that, you know. But I mean, and then black people have the nerve to want to hang with him. One guy said, "Well, he was my friend." I said, "Yeah, I know he was your friend. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer had some black friends too. You know," I said, "but he was out here killing folks and it's unfortunate, but I tell you, you know, right now, you know, we have what we call martial law. That's what we have right now. There's no law for black people. Black people don't really, because they know that we're not together. We are so divided up that it's shameful. We can be bought. I can. But black folks can be bought and sold for a few dollars. You see, you got so many people running around here want to be like these white folks, knowing that these white folks, not, let me say this, not all white folks are evil and wicked, not all. But we got some down here in Barron County that's so wicked. You know, just the other day, Judge LaSada denied this man a court-appointed attorney, and he in prison. How do you do that? The law says that if he does not have any money, that you have to provide a court-appointed attorney for him. The law says that. But black people don't know. So what I did, I went out and got him a lawyer, a good friend of mine, and he got the job done. He went over his head. He went to the Court of Appeals and wrote, and they didn't want him to be able to return. So now they're going to provide him with the transcript and an attorney, because we as black people have to go over white folks' heads. We have, and then it's who you are. Anybody else probably would have did it, probably nothing would happen. But I'm on it. I'm on it like white on rice. And I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this. If we don't get our act together, every last one of us is going to be dead or in jail. Oh, it's not going to happen to me. That's what you said. Oh, yeah, it'll happen to you. You don't even need evidence to send somebody to prison. You can just say they did something. That's right. You can just say that the person did something with this all-white jury that they're going to have, because black folks are going to be trying to get off the jury until they turn. Then they're going to wish that black folks was on them. They're going to wish. But this is what black folks do. This is why we in this position we're in today. If I had a choice, I'd run to be on. Matter of fact, I'd pay to be on the jury. I'd pay. But this is what we don't do. You know, anything that's going to help our children and stuff like that, we're not going to do. We're so busy trying to help ourselves rather than plan for the future. We have to be different. We have to show up and show out. We have to show them that we're not intimidated by their racism. They are racist, and stop trying to cover up for these white devils. And like I said, not all of them. Not all of them. But we got quite a few. You got here in Barron County, we got judges. We got prosecutors. We got court-appointed attorneys. We got police. Barron County, Benton Harbor Police Department is the only police department you can call and they won't come. They'll ask you whether the person need help is black or white. And that's the truth. If they're going to arrest a black man, they'll come out. But they're not going to come out and help you do what they're supposed to. All they're doing is stealing money. They're stealing money. That's what they're doing. They're stealing money from the community. And that's really what it's all about. You got a whole police force that won't come out. They ask you, does the person need help, black or white? And I tell you, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. We better start thinking. But let me say this. Monday is McDonald Monday, we call it. No fast foods. None. No Wendy's, no Taco Bell, no Burger King, no McDonald's, no nothing. Then we have lottery ticket Tuesday. Do not buy a lottery ticket on Tuesday. Do not buy a lottery ticket on Tuesday. Do not do it. Do not buy a lottery ticket on Tuesday. Wednesday, no Walmart. Do not buy anything from Walmart on Wednesday. Do not buy anything from Walmart on Wednesday. Thursday, do not buy any gas. None. Do not buy any gas on Thursday. No gas. None. No gas. Friday, do not go get your nails done, your toenails done, buying any weed from these Koreans and Chinese and Japanese. No Chinese food, no Japanese food. Do not spend any money with these Asians or anybody and these Indians. Do not go to their store on Friday. They cheat us. They're fake white folks. They're imposters. That's who they are. These Indian people that got all these stores around here, they cheat your children. When you go in there, they go to Walmart and buy the food and then sell it to you at an accelerated rate. That's right. They buy the food from Walmart. I see them in there all the time. 3-4 carts of food. And then they take it to their store, put it on their shelves, and then sell it to you. And you buy it for that for twice the amount of money that it costs. But let me say this. I know you ladies like to get your nails done. Do your own nails. They're not hard to do. Do your own nails. Do your own toenails. You don't have to go to these Korean and these Chinese and Japanese and stop going to these Indian stores. They don't love you. They don't even like you. As soon as you spend your dollar with them, they take it right out of the community. That's their history. But listen, I got to bring in my first guest, my good friend from Detroit. And I'm excited for her. She's a strong fighter. She fights and fights and fights. And, you know, once she get wind of what's going on, she knows exactly what to do. But those of you who are listening, you can dial 323-642-1559. You can continue to listen to the show. If you go to 3, I'll put it in on Facebook for you. 642-1559. That's my show. And you can do it right now. I would be dialing right now if I was you, because it's going down. And on that note, I'm going to switch over to my other radio show, and we can deal with that on that. We will all talk very soon. My good friend, the one and only, Marcina Cole. Talk to me, Marcina Cole. Talk to me.
Hey, hey there, Reverend Pinkney. You know what? I am so burnt out, drained with the injustice going on across this country here in the state of Michigan, where we deal with the criminalization of our children, our brothers and sisters, and I'm getting sick and tired of being tired. Got court tomorrow, trial tomorrow. Didn't know it, but we do have it tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning. We're dealing with white supremacy across this country. They're fighting us every which way. And we're dealing with escalation of violence with black men recently. I just want to speak on that before I get on to the DeSantis in Florida about the Woke Act. We're being attacked in all every which way, and we're being murdered. We've been criminalized, locked up, and did not commit a crime. We got the judges, the prosecutors, the cops. They all work together. Some of the lawyers that look like us work with them. We got our hands tied, but we must continue to fight what's right. Don't listen to nobody telling you not to fight. Either they're going to join us or they're going to sit on the curb and watch until something happened to them or their family. Tiring, but as long as I still breathe, as long as I wake up the next day, it's another fight, and it will continue until I get justice. But I want to speak on, thank you. I want to speak on about this black man living in Mississippi, in Fayette, Mississippi, Rasheen Carter, last October. I believe he's in a working environment area. He did not see eye to eye with his owner of the, I believe that was his boss, and he felt threatened. And the owner, no name involved in this right now because it's a case pending, the owner of the place was having some men that want to kill him. He contacted his mother in October 2022 that some white men were targeting him. Make a long story short, his body was found November 2nd, 2022. And it's unfortunate. The only thing they had left was this handsome young black male, 25 years of age, was his skull. His body was severed. His spine was one place. His head was decapitated. It was in another location. But the sheriff, the law enforcement over there in Mississippi, they said no foul play. Really? This is what they think of us. No foul play. So you got a decapitated body, mutilated body, and you say no foul play. So they found, you know, body parts, you know, throughout the world. So you can imagine what, how devastated the mother and the family members when they found out about the remains of this young black male. So this is the continuation of what's happening. It's going to be a federal investigation, but they just don't care about us. It's unfortunate. It's very disturbing where they seeing these images of what's left with Rasheen's body. All you see is a skull. It's unimaginable how evil this white supremacist country is. They're targeting us, continue targeting us. We deal with a criminal justice system that don't care about us. It's set up to just support white supremacy. We got judges that's racist. They be on the bench for 20-some years. Police collaboration to find a black person guilty when they were innocent. You had a situation where you already know about the gentleman. Unfortunately, he was 1989, he was charged with robbery. 400 mm-hmm. years. I said, 400 years? Wait a minute. So the white folks trying to say we live to be 500 years. So they said 400 years. He's supposed to have been the driver of a robber, and he gets 400 years. So he served 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In prison for a crime he didn't commit. So we got a lot of folks that are looking just like us being in prison for years and did not do the crime for the time. So to subject him with abuse in the prisons, just cut off his life. He's now he's out of prison, but that's not the years they took away from this man is inconceivable. It's just horrific. I don't know what's going to happen in this case. He needs to sue for $1 billion, but that won't bring his life back together. But this is what's happening and how they target people of color and place them in prison, make our lives miserable, killing us, and it continues. It's a situation where the FBI law enforcement, this person, basically he complied. He put his hands up, would do what he's supposed to do, and he was executed by the FBI. So this is Oakland. So they claiming that they saw weapons. They make all kind of lies that would cause them to react. You know, it's make it like it's justifiable, somebody down that has no weapon and do what they say do, you know, raise their arms up, go on the floor, whatever, and they still shoot them down like it's cattle. This has not stopped. It will not stop because white supremacy here in this country have taken over. They don't care nothing about us. They can do what they want to do with us, and they don't serve a day in prison. They won't even serve no time in jail. So this is what we deal with all the time. We got to take over with the MAGA. Those MAGA crooks make our America great again. So you know what that means. These right-wing politicians across the country, they attack the institutions that deal with people of color. When it comes down to public schools in DeSantis, the governor of Florida, he made a woke act. Basically what that means is anti-woke, meaning don't talk about Black history. They don't want none of that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to ban the book. They want to ban the book to talk about us. Want to ban the books about have anything to do with our history and anybody else who dealt with the injustice, Native Americans, LGB, all that tax on everybody. This is some serious stuff because it's happening across the country of this so-called with last year. And I'm telling you, he spent over $2 million. Let me tell you how to take over with white supremacy, right wingers. DeSantis spent over $2 million to handpick people to be part of the school board. So he gets the majority of the school board in these various schools that he calls liberal schools or whatever. They come over. It's like a takeover. So so what DeSantis wanted is implemented in these various schools. He's making them Christian schools, the library, saying that he would, you know, they'll be charged with felonies if they have these books and they're not supposed to have in the schools. He wanted to do away anything that has to do with our history and anybody else's history. You know, they don't want nobody to be woke. They want us to be mentally dead. If we, you know, so it's a crime for the schools to talk about slavery, to talk about the murders of Black people by the police, to talk about all the injustice that's going on. We can go on and on and on. The lynching that continues, Jim Crow continues. This is what they want. They're setting us back. So DeSantis getting real popular because this is what a lot of the white people want across this country. They feel like
that's
it's
right.
Supreme. So what we have to do, and we already know the takeover by white supremacy is here. The Civil War is here. Trump talking about he threatening folk because they getting close to indict him. I don't know how close they're going to get, but we've been waiting for quite some time, since 2020. They ain't arrested him yet, but they claim and they getting closer. The government, whatever, claiming they're getting closer to charge and arrest this man. So he trying to get his MAGA folks to come out here and start killing folks, you know, so bad that they, what I had ran across with what's going on with this white supremacy, they saying those assault weapons is not as bad as having banned books, you know what I mean? They were saying that you know, about teaching the children about Black history and other, you know, historian things that dealt with people that they labeled across this country. So they claiming having an assault weapon was not as bad as what we have in the schools and teaching our children about what's really going on in America. That's some deep stuff. So, you know, the fight continues. It's unfortunate that they use the election to suppress the vote among Black folks, people of color. So they get up in office. These white women get up in office and they control. They control and they take away our Social Security network, netting, everything. So, it's going on continuously. What's happening when the librarians now are so afraid to speak up about what's going on about banned books. If they have any banned books on the shelf, felony charge, get locked up. It's just terrible what's going on. And the situation in Florida, well, I talked about the attack in the institutions across the country. But what's so disturbing is the Florida hospital. MAGA came up in there, all them folk come up in there, bust up in the hospital where they trying to heal folks. And then they were charging after some of the staff and saying that some COVID-19 patients, they were killing them, and they were out there to get them, and there was so many of them. they approach this Florida hospital, so they can't even do their job without a threat. So I don't know where the police were, but I know black folks came in the hospital. You know what it went down, Rep. Pena. If a bunch of black folks came up in the hospital, they've been in there, every last one of them been gone. We already know that, even with the
And Martin, remember this. All this is happening because we are so inconsistent. You see, we allow them to kick us around, push us around, and we instead of getting mad at them being the villain, we get mad at each other and fight. That's what we do. We fight and kill each other because something that these white folks have done. And here's the thing to get me. I don't see how any white person, any black person in this whole wide world, after all the hell that we've been through, we want to be like these white devils. We want to be just like, we want them to be our friends. We want to kiss up. We want to know, tell us how we can beat them brothers and sisters down. Tell us how what you want us to do. We'll do it. Just give us a few dollars. Take us to lunch. This is what's going on in this reality, you see. It's reality. We got to change.
Right.
And as far as Trump is concerned, they should have arrested him. As soon as he got out of office, they should have put handcuffs on him.
Yeah. You know, they and know all that. This delay. And see, they want to arrest us. Listen, they'll find you guilty, convicted, all in less than 6 months. They'll do all that. Lock you up based on a lie. That's what they would do. But when white folks, like this white couple, they pulled a gun on this black woman with her children, her family with her in the parking lot. And the trial went around about 30 months or so. Well, the last hearing, they claiming that the black family didn't show up to court. So these people are released and free. So you know there's something wrong with that picture, because if a situation was like that, they would not rule that these people, you know, were basically were free as a bird, and you know, so they're not guilty without prejudice, meaning you know they can bring back the case at any time. But them folks is free as a bird. What happened to the folks that was the victim of them pulling the gun on? I don't know. Maybe the lawyer they had suppressed it and didn't want them to go to court. They were looking out for a white person. That's what they were looking out for. They free as a bird with what they do. Who say they're not going to do another black person to pull the gun on them? They get to be rock stars when they pull guns on us. You know what happened years ago when this couple came on their porch when the demonstrators, protesters were walking. Didn't have nothing to do with them. They come out there and pull out their assault weapons. Then nothing happened when Trump was president. He invited to a dinner for doing that, see. He called people like them good people, like what happened in Charlottesville, whatever it was, where that protester got ran over by a car, and he said got good people on both sides. He called them KKK folks good people, see? So, and so they reward them when they pull guns on people that's supporting justice, kill people that black folk who was there to be with us when it came down to George Floyd when he was murdered. This is what they do. But they don't lock them up. Kyle Rittenhouse, he shot two white folks. You know, he shot two white folks, injured some others, and he ended up becoming a millionaire and going to college. And went to Donald Trump at the White House, all that kind of stuff. Did all that and above. And he killed somebody. But then you want to take somebody innocent who did no crime and want to lock them up because they black. So if we don't get it together, I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to sink. because them white folks don't care about them. They can lap dance, kick their heels, you know, step and fletch it, all that, and say yes, I'm boss, or whatever, and they still hate their guts. I'm not talking about all white folks, but I ain't got to give no percentage. They know who they are. We got racist folks that smile at you, act like they like you. When it come down to show no fight, real fight, where they at? Say that behind that preposition. You know, they don't want to be around when we're fighting. They want to be around when everything is toned down and quiet. But when you fighting in struggle, they're not going to be with you.
Mm-mm.
You know, until you rise from the occasion, then they want to be your friend. And you already know who was there for you. And I already know who there for me and my relatives. I lost my son because of the injustice going on. So, you know, the lawyers turned against me. I didn't get no justice. I'm still going to fight. So I can't fight all injustice at one time. But I do what I have to do. The Lord gave me another day to see another day. That's what I'm going to do. But I, you know, just want to say this, Reverend Pini, I had this other thing about this double amputee. This guy got both legs cut. Oh, you know, he's disabled. But the cops got him dead. They said he was running away. Now, I'm trying to figure how he's doing that, and he got no legs.
Right.
So, you know, so they make up all kinds of stuff. They'll say somebody got a weapon or whatever. They say somebody got a fork in a hand, a plastic knife or something. They try to kill him. Or they'll say somebody had a knife in their hand.
They put the gun in their hand.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, my thing is, how somebody going to take a so-called a knife or something with a cop that got assault weapons, you got a whole bunch of cops, and they're going to pull something out, don't have no bullets. So all this is all lies. They continue to do that. They go to court and tell lies. See, what we have right now with the police, they're white supremacists, the militarization in the police force is rampant across this country. And so they basically I call them the KKK cops. They've been infiltrated in the military, infiltrated in the police department, and it still continues. That's why nothing's going to happen. And the police union support them. They support what they do. They are trained to kill us. I don't care if they're black cops or whatever. It don't matter what color the police officer is. It's the structural racism. So it's so much to deal with that it's taking us out. We got hypertension, diabetes. It ain't all just about food.
No,
it's killing
us.
It's about the people with the hands of assault weapon that walk down the street with one and don't get killed. You got white folks walk around with these weapons. They attack a government, the capitals across the country. When we was in this COVID situation, COVID-19. And they were tagged because they didn't want to wear no mask and whatever. So they didn't get shot. They had their guns out and stuff. And I'm talking about this. I'm talking about the state of Michigan where they threatened a governor to kill her and all that. Nancy Pelosi's husband, they tried to come and kill her. Where these people? Some people steal them walk around. They ain't doing nothing to them folks. But then you got somebody that they allege them for some stupid mess. You know, and then they want to take them down and put them in prison for years.
There you go.
The scales of justice have been tilted, and we should not tolerate these racist judges still on the bench.
We're surrounded by these racist judges, and they know that they can be racist and get away with it. They know that.
All day long.
Black people is not going to do nothing unless it concerns them directly. We should be out there protesting these guys. We should be picking these judges' houses, these prosecutors' houses. We should be doing all this stuff. And that's why things are not going to change. It took us 450 years to get where we at today. It's going to take another 450 years. I don't, we ain't nowhere. You know, Matter of fact, we're pitiful if you ask me. But look, you got about 2 minutes to go ahead, and I got to bring in my good friend Belinda Parker Brown. So go ahead.
Oh, you got
2 minutes.
Oh, I just want to say that, you know, the suffering that we're dealing with, injustices across this country, I just want our people to band together. We should not be separated because we got different organizations that we affiliated with. It ain't about me. It's about we. So let's band together. And when somebody's fighting a struggle, you come and join hands with us. Don't just look on the sideline, because if we fight not for just one person, we fighting for all y'all. Because one day it might knock on your door, and it's going to be your family or be you. So on that note, I just wish you all a beautiful day, the rest of this day. And Reverend Pinckney, I'm looking forward to seeing you. And, you know, and thank you for being supportive, you know, with the struggle that I'm dealing with. And on that note, you have a good evening. Thank you for allowing me to
and,
speak
you
today.
Know, give your daughter my love. Tell her to hang in there until I got her back. So tell her, don't worry. It's going down.
Okay, thank you so
much. It's going down.
Take care.
All right, then. We'll talk to you soon. And then let me bring in the one and only, the only person in this world from Louisiana, the Sugar Cane Place, Slidell, Louisiana, Belinda Parker Brown. Talk to me, Belinda Parker Brown. It's going down.
Hey, Pastor Pinckney, I'm enjoying the show. I just want to let you know that it is a lot going on. That is so horrific about this situation in Mississippi. It's a lot of black people. You know, you had the young man, Stephen Harris, on your show a couple weeks ago telling his story about how this go all the way back to Emmett Till. And it's still going on, Pastor Pinckney. It's just so sad. I just really appreciate you, you know, having a show where people can actually come and talk about these things that's still going on. But I have a few things, Pastor Pinckney, that I want people to take note and go look at these videos. One of them is, it's on YouTube. It's called the LSR Family, and the truth is coming out. It's about 24 minutes and 59 seconds long. Everybody in the whole world needs to be listening to this. And the other one is by Cornell West. I know you probably know who Cornell West is. He's out of Chicago. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Cornell West, and he's it's on YouTube, and he's saying you're not allowed to say what you're not allowed to say about January 6th. And it's kind of like you got to listen to it very carefully, because he, even though he's really not talking about January 6th, but he's using this topic to bring attention to things that happened during that period of time. And it's about 17 minutes long and 29 seconds. So I really want people to take that time out of their busy schedule and go and listen to these two YouTube videos, because it's some profound, you know, information, and it's something that the whole world needs to know about what's going on. And when we talk about these things, it's like it's all coming to a head now, Pastor Pinckney. You already know scripturally, biblically, you know, these things are going to happen, you know, with the collapse of the bank. And, you know, right now, you know, we're hearing things like, you know, and sometimes we're so naive. We don't pay attention to a lot of stuff. And I remember when you was trying to warn the people there in Benton Harbor about the poison water, you know, we was trying to warn the people. You know, we was having rallies, Pastor Pinckney, every week at the library, you know, just telling people about how Whirlpool was taking over the city of Benton Harbor, you know, and we was telling them before they even shut down the hospital that, you know, that they was trying to stop babies from being born in Benton Harbor, you know, that take away the zip code and all that kind of stuff. You know about all of this. And we was basically telling them things that were going on that was kind of invisible. But, you know, we had firsthand knowledge to this information, and we was exposing it, but the people were just so naive. You know, we was telling them about how Whirlpool wanted to take over the Benton Harbor High School, you know, and how, you know, they wanted to, the white flight and all that kind of stuff was, you know, people were being warned and told, but they didn't pay attention to that. You know, and then, but when they came back, you know, that, you know, so many, I went out there to the graveyard, and so many people have died, and because they didn't listen, you know, they didn't listen, Pastor Pinckney, that water was poisoning and killing people there. It's just really sad. So I want to say that. And this is just for informational purposes. You know, I'm not the one to know everything, but we do have to take the time out to educate ourselves with this kind of information and then, you know, kind of like, you know, let our own spirit lead us and guide us to what it really means to us as human beings, especially here in the United States of America. So that's all I wanted to say, Pastor Pinckney, but thank you so much for your show and giving people the opportunity to have their voices heard.
Absolutely, absolutely. I always appreciate you, Belinda. Tell your husband I love him. I love y'all, and I got all the stuff I need, all the paperwork I need from you and stuff like that, so everything is going extremely well. And I just want to say, you know, we got a big election coming up. The election is going to be the big one is going to be in August. That's the one we have to win. That's where this snowball, this mayor is. You know, I'm surprised that Minister Farrakhan haven't came and asked him to mail back that bow tie. I'm really shocked that he haven't asked him to do
that. Right,
you know.
Don't deserve that, right? Uh-huh.
I remember when he got on Jesse about being a sambo. He got on him about being a buck dancer and a bootlicker and a buck kisser. But this guy is a professional. You know, I know he got to know that this guy is this way. But if black people go out and vote for him this time, I'm through with these black folks in this city. I'm through with him. Knowing this guy tried to kill the children and everything else, he didn't care. These white folks were giving them a little few dollars underneath the table, he was happy. He didn't care about the people in this community. He didn't care about none of that stuff. Only thing he cared about what he can get out of them. And that's the same formula that Hightower used, the former mayor. They all used the same formula to get what they want and destroy the people. The sad part, the people accept it. That's the part I say, how could you sacrifice your children? You know, you claim, I always known black people love their children. And you going to sacrifice your children for this guy, this scumbag? I mean, I got a major problem with that, and that's the whole thing. But we got a big election coming up. I'm going to do everything within my power to make sure that we win this election and see how it turned out, because it's a lot at stake here. It's, you know, they done destroyed our schools and everything. And, you know, I wouldn't even send my child to that school. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't send them to Benton Harbor High School or Benton Harbor Area School. I would not do that. And I would suggest nobody do it, because that is the worst school in the world. And it's planned that way. You see, the black people don't see that. They think white folks like them. They so busy thinking that white people don't like you. If they can't get something out of it, they're not. And that's not all of them. That's, you know, that's, let me make sure I make that clear. We do have some good ones. But we got so many bad ones that work for the system that help destroy us. And that's really just the way it is, Belinda. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. But we got to fight. We got to continue to fight. And if we fight, we can win. And let me say this, I will not have a show tomorrow. There will be no show tomorrow, 1 o'clock, but the following Monday I will have a show, and also we'll have one next Sunday. And on that note, I'm going to say to everybody, I will see you all next Sunday, same time, same station. And if you want to be on next Sunday, hit me up. Let me know. I'll put you on. I'll let you tell the world about the problems that you know about. Let's do it. On that note, next week, same time, same station. Remember, no show tomorrow at 1 o'clock. No show.